Hey guys, Eric here. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Before we tune in to the details today, I have one little favor I'd like to ask you. Are you listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify? If you are, and if you haven't done it already, it would be so helpful to Anita and I if you could leave a 5-star review. It could just be putting 5 stars or even writing down something that you really enjoyed and learned from the episodes that you've heard so far. This kind of help would really improve our ability to give you better content and also to help other people find out about Taiwanica. So if you wouldn't mind taking just a few moments to do that if you haven't already, we would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we really hope you enjoy today's episode.
This is episode 15, talking about diet. Welcome to Taiwanica. I am Anita. I am the teacher on Amazing Talker, and also one of the hosts on Taiwanica. How's everybody? How are you, Eric?
Hi there, Anita.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Teacher Eric. Teacher Eric. Yes, that's right. Part of my name.
Right.
You can look at it in my birth certificate.
All right.
I am a teacher on Amazing Talker as well as one of the hosts here on Taiwanica. It's another great day for a beautiful episode, huh, Anita?
Yes, exactly. Every day is a beautiful day for a beautiful episode on Taiwanica.
So, Anita, we have a fun option. One of your favorite topics, diet.
Wow, I love food.
Yes, we do. Yes. If you ever want to make Anita happy, send her some food, especially hot pot.
Hot pot?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not so big. I'm not so into hot pot right now.
Because it's not in her diet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking for like healthier diets is one of my goals. Yeah, I mean, you know, pay attention to what I put into my mouth for a few years now.
Sure. So,
and also, ever since I moved to America, I've noticed something that I did not notice before as a Taiwanese.
Oh, like what?
Like diet.
Like diet. Okay.
Okay. So here is, it gives you a big picture of sure. Taiwanese people.
Sure. Okay.
It's diet. Okay. Uh-huh. So, one thing we all know that Taiwanese people are very proud of our food.
Your food.
You know, everybody that, yes, foreigner, what is your first impression of Taiwan? They would be like, oh, 珍珠奶茶.
Oh, yes. You know, bubble tea.
Everything is
hot
food.
Pot.
Food related, mm-hmm. right? Night market.
Yeah. Night market.
Basically.
Food.
Yeah. So, one thing you need to know about Taiwanese people is we are very proud of our food.
Okay.
And, diet culture is part of our life. Like the food that we eat is part of our life. So, we only focus on how delicious the food is. We kind of like ignore, or I should say, doesn't really have the awareness of what we put into our mouths. What I'm saying is, of course, you know, if you drink 珍珠奶茶, if you drink bubble tea, you know, you're drinking bubble tea, but you don't really know the real ingredients in it.
Ingredients.
So that leads to a situation for most of Taiwanese people is they got upset stomach. They
have, you upset know. Stomach, yes.
Yes. Or that gassy bloating. They would just feel like, oh, just too normal for us. So it's kind of like, oh, you know, we get used to it. So once we have this problem, we just go to this solution, which is...
What's that?
The stomach powder.
Famous Taiwanese stomach powder.
Exactly. Yeah. So we don't really, you know, dig in what is the real problem to cause our bloating or gassing or upset stomach. We're just like, oh, we eat this. I found a solution. That's it.
I see.
Yeah. So I'm used to be like this one of Taiwanese people. So I didn't really pay attention to the things I eat.
So you would say that one of the main things that Taiwanese people have a difficulty with is focusing on the ingredients inside of food.
Yes.
Because a lot of the food that they eat, they're like, oh, if I have like a bubble tea, my stomach might feel a little gassy, but it's okay because I love bubble tea.
Yes.
Okay. So they don't really think about like what's inside the bubble tea that's making me feel upset.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, and the funny thing is even the commercial of this medicine powder is the same thing.
Oh, there, is it?
There'll be like one guy eating food, like, you know,
pizza.
Fried chicken, bubble
drinking
tea,
beer.
Hot pot, or too spicy food, whatever. Mm. And after that, he will have upset stomach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then here comes this magical powder thing. So he takes a few scoops of it, and then everything's fixed. Yes. So, you know, this is kind of like the way we cope with our stomach problem.
Instead of looking at the true source.
Root. Yes.
Root. I like that.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it's very interesting. So, but you do, like, I'm sure there's people that do diets in Taiwan.
Of course.
So what is a diet?
Okay, so there are also a new group of people. Of course, you know, people that start to promote the ideas that, oh, we should choose healthier diets or things like that. And there are another group of people, they are like workout freak. I don't want to say freak, but you know.
They're just really addicted to it.
Yeah, and then they really pay attention, which is a good thing. They really pay attention.
They watch what they eat.
Yeah, they watch what they eat and they cope with their, you know, workout schedules or things like that.
Sounds good.
So there are more and more places they have like 健身餐.
Oh, so like a healthy restaurant, basically.
Meal, healthy meal. So we go there, you know, you can choose like protein. They will make the calculation for you, like, oh, how much protein and how much like vegetables.
Carbs
or things like that.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you like look at the calories, the protein, and maybe some nutrients. But you don't really look at the food itself.
No.
So maybe if you have a selection of like 5 or 6 different vegetables, you're not really sure. Like they tell you that they all give you nutrients, but you're not really sure what's different between them.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a shame. Like people really don't pay attention to the things they, you know, put into their body.
Sure.
So that's reason why we wanted to make this diet.
Hmm.
Oh, sorry, this episode talking about diet.
Sure.
Yes. So,
I know in Taiwan, diet has become kind of a new thing. But a lot of people, from what I've been told, even from some of your friends, is that the 16-8 method, the 168, the method for fasting, or they consider it a diet. What do you think about this?
Again, I think they started this because they wanted to lose weight.
Okay, so it's more of a weight loss diet.
Yes.
Not focusing on removing food.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And
interesting. There's a difference here.
Yes. You mean the fasting?
Yeah, so you're calling it fasting, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people would not even consider fasting a thing. Like, they would think fasting is, oh, I don't eat for a whole day. Or I don't eat for a whole week. But you're saying that this 16-8 is actually a fasting, not a diet.
Yeah, it's more like a fasting thing. You know, they use, even in Chinese, they would say 断食法, means like, you know, you're fasting to lose weight. It's not your diet.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So that's a very interesting separation that we have here, because in the USA, both of them are kind of considered diets. Fasting is kind of a type of diet. So it's very interesting how in Taiwan you have them separated.
Yeah, you know, like I said, a majority of people, they don't really pay attention to what they eat. They just love enjoying food. Mm. And there are a group of people, like I said, they're more focused on healthier diet because they wanted to lose weight or they wanted to get muscle. They are working out, sort of things like that. So that's, I would say, you know, 168断食法 is considered to this kind of, this type of people, they wanted to get thinner.
Okay. So it's kind of sounding like Taiwan focuses on the results. You know, like the results of like if they do a fasting, they'll lose weight. Or if they eat this food, they will get an upset stomach. You know, they'll focus on this little bit of a result here and try to either fix the result or be happy about the result.
Yeah. So here's the funny part is like, I've heard a lot of people say this, like, if you want to lose weight, you cannot enjoy food. This is totally wrong.
This is interesting
concept because sure. if you dig in more about the food that you, okay, I keep on saying dig deep about the food that you put into your mouth, then you will realize you can lose weight, be healthy, and also enjoy food. Like That's I true. Just had a brownie before this podcast.
Oh, you did?
And it's, yeah, it's gluten-free, nut-free, dairy-free, healthy, and they have like flax seeds in it.
Yeah.
So.
No guilt.
Yes.
And you can enjoy a brownie.
Yeah. So like, it's really interesting because a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of people don't even know what I say, gluten-free, what's gluten?
Ah, yes. Let's talk about that really quick.
Yes, please.
So gluten is, in other words, just basically wheat. And so we have this huge thing. It's been around in the United States for at least 20 years now, where we have on the label that says gluten-free.
Yes.
And that means that basically there's not a single drop of wheat in it. And a lot of people, we found out not too long ago, that are very allergic to,
yes.
to wheat. And they get bloat.
Yeah,
they have
those
problems.
Are the signs. Yes.
Yeah, those are the signs. You bloat or you feel itchy or you have an upset stomach. You know, you got all these problems, you know. And so, yeah, but a lot of people, when I lived in Taiwan, nothing had this word gluten-free on it. And I asked you about this a long time ago. What is gluten?
That was my answer.
What is this?
Yeah, so it's really funny because, you know, if you are allergic to gluten, basically you have to give up everything. And if you're in Taiwan, like no soy sauce.
No soy sauce. No bread.
No everything.
No noodles.
Yes, how, you know, it's crazy. Gosh. But here you can find like gluten-free soy sauce, gluten-free everything. Pasta.
Italian
gluten-free pasta.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
So
we have everything gluten-free here.
Yeah.
You know, even cakes can be gluten-free.
Yeah.
Even pizza can be gluten-free.
Everything.
Everything can be gluten-free here.
Exactly.
You know, and so because of this, we've generated something that's not a result. Instead, we have built an awareness. And this awareness is that if we eat a certain way, mm-hmm. our bodies will develop in a different way.
Yeah.
And so we have options now. Mm-hmm. It's not that everyone follows a specific diet, but they could if they wanted to, and they will get specific results. You know. And so to give you an example, in the United States, we have gluten-free, like we just talked about. We also have some of the more popular and easy ones to understand, like vegetarian
mm-hmm.
and vegan, which is just vegetarian, but you don't eat dairy or any other animal products like eggs or even honey. And then there's these two other ones are paleo, which is something Anita and I did.
I love it.
Oh, yes. Tell us about paleo really quick before we talk about the last diet.
Okay, paleo is basically delicious food. Without any grains.
That's right. So basically you can eat anything you want.
Without grains.
Without grains. And some, what are some grains?
What's some grains? Like rice?
Rice. Which is hard.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
without rice.
Yes, rice is like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I know Taiwanese people say if you don't eat rice, meaning you don't eat anything.
Right, seriously.
Yes.
And it's so true. If you don't eat rice in Taiwan, they're like, huh? Are you okay?
Yeah, every meal has to have rice.
Or noodles.
Yes.
Which is another grain.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, totally a big thing. But again, like paleo, they have grain-free, I don't know how to call it, like grain-free pasta or something like that.
Yeah. We basically try to cut out grain.
Grains, yeah.
And so that you, a paleo person could mm-hmm. eat it. And so, yeah. So corn, wheat, and rice out of the picture. Basically what hunters and gatherers from long ago used to eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a paleo diet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. I mean, Anita and I lost so much weight doing that diet.
And I, in America, do you guys have a saying that you are what you eat?
Yes.
Right? This totally makes sense.
Absolutely.
If you eat healthier diet, you know, your body just be happier. You have like higher energy level.
Yep.
Your brain just thinking through a lot of like, you can take down a lot of tasks each day.
You think more clearly.
Yes. So. This is great.
Yes, absolutely. And so I wanted to leave this last diet because you told me that in Taiwan, this is also a thing. Keto. K-E-T-O.
Keto, yes.
Keto.
In Chinese, it's called jitong.
Okay.
If you don't know what keto is, it's jitong.
Okay, so what is it in Taiwan? What is keto?
Okay. Basically, they are 健康餐, like in Taiwan. You know, you
the
go
healthy
there.
Healthy restaurants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Healthy meal.
Yeah.
Or like workout meal. They will call it like this.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So basically, you can eat rice. Of course, they were encouraging you to have like wild rice. It's like mm-hmm. a healthier grain mm-hmm. options. And they will give you vegetables. Mm-hmm. And one portion of protein.
Okay.
Okay.
So like you mentioned before.
Yeah. And then make it like really simple. They don't mm-hmm. have extra like spicy sauce or any like, you know, seasoning. They make it very simple.
Yes.
So those are, mm-hmm, yeah, it's like a lunchbox for like.
For weightlifters.
Yes. Or way healthier version.
Oh, I see. Interesting. Lunchbox. This is very different from the keto in the USA. In USA, it's basically you remove calories completely out of your diet. Like it's like 10% of your diet. And everything else is vegetables and meat, but mainly fat.
Healthy fat.
Healthy fat. And it's about 60% of your diet is basically eating fat. Butter. You know, like grease, oil, all this stuff.
Oh, like, what is that thing? Oh, avocado.
Avocado.
Salmon.
Yeah, just basically lots of fatty things. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different, but for the same goal. Keto people are usually having this diet to build muscle mm-hmm. and to build it quickly. And yeah. it's usually pretty effective.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting how it's a little bit different between our countries. Now, there's another thing that's really interesting about there's a difference between our countries that I want to talk about, and that is vegetarian.
I'm telling you, vegetarian English is so easy to understand, but if in Chinese,
what is it in English?
Vegetarian.
Yeah, what is it? What is it? What is diet?
You
just
asked
said
me
so
what?
Easy. So what
yes,
is it?
Yes. Okay. So easy is you eat everything. There's no meat in it.
No meat.
No meat at
that's
all.
That's it. That's all it is. You know, okay. you can have eggs. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have dairy. That's yeah. fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's vegetarian.
Yeah.
But in Taiwan.
Wait. Let's hold on.
All right. Hold on. Calm down.
Let's talk about a lot of people's question. What's the difference between vegan and vegetarian?
Okay. That's very easy. In USA, it's just basically if you're a vegetarian, you don't eat meat. Got it. Period. End of discussion. Okay. But if you're a vegan, you just add a couple more things. No dairy and no cheese, which is dairy. I guess. But no eggs and no honey. You know, just basically these other categories. That's it.
You don't eat meat instead. No. So you don't eat meat plus you don't eat animal-related products.
You got it.
Right? That's vegan.
Yes.
In Chinese, we only have one word.
What is it?
吃素.
Okay. And these are both. Vegan and vegetarian.
Yes.
Okay.
So when someone, you know, yeah. So when someone say, oh, how do I say, no, before when I was teaching Chinese.
Yes.
So my student, he's vegan. He's vegan. Yeah. So he asked me, how to say I'm vegan in Chinese? And then I say, 我吃素.
And he's like, but that's how I say vegetarian.
Yes. I was like, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, a flaw.
Chinese don't got this word.
I'm sorry. I used to be very proud of my language, but 吃素 is like this flawed concept.
So we should call it 我吃奶素.
Oh, yes. There's a thing called like 蛋奶素.
Oh, really?
But you don't say that. You only see it on like product a package. Like when you go, you know, like 7-Eleven, something has package in
it. Oh, this 素 means free, doesn't it? So like 蛋奶素 would be egg and dairy free.
Free, yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, 吃素 means I eat free?
Let's just ignore him. Let's just ignore this white word. Let's continue.
I eat free. Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. So tell me more.
All right. So if you're 吃素 in mm-hmm. Taiwan, there are a lot of vegetarian restaurants. Let's just keep it simple. Let's just call it vegetarian restaurant.
Yeah, sure.
So we go there. Everything is without any instruction, like telling you what's inside of the thing.
Uh-huh.
But basically, just no meat.
No meat.
They will make something really looks like meat.
Ah, yes. You know, with like tofu or something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. tofu or beans, whatever. They make it look like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is becoming a popular thing in the USA too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, So in Taiwan, if you are, you know, there was another very complicated things. If
What's
you
that?
Are, you know, if you choose to be a vegetarian or vegan because you care about your health, your free your choice of diet.
Yes.
It's totally fine, you know, very easy to understand. But there were a group of people, they are choose to be vegan or vegetarian because they're religious.
Religious?
Yes.
This is a thing in Taiwan?
Yep.
Okay, so how do you tell the difference between this group of people and just regular vegetarians?
You ask them.
You ask them? They don't eat, like, anything specific that's different?
Yeah. They will, again, if you ask them, what do you eat? They will say, oh, 我吃素, because I believe in Buddha or something like that.
Okay.
So the very higher chance is they also don't eat, pay attention to this. They also don't eat green onion, garlic. Okay.
Garlic?
Ginger.
Green onion, garlic, and ginger.
Ginger.
These don't seem to have anything in common.
I know.
So, right. why?
Okay.
We'll be right back.
I really like journaling, but I always end up in no time or cannot find a journal that I really like. So I was like, hey, let me create one. So here it is, a self-help journal created and designed by Anita. Inside the book, I provide very simple and easy to follow template. For example, in the morning, to-do list. In the evening, gratitude practice. So you can use a very little time to start this healthy habit. Go ahead and check it out in our description down below or go to our buymeacoffee.com. So, they believe those, because those are very like strong flavor and like a strong taste.
They are.
Spice, right? Mm-hmm. So they feel like, they believe those kind of spice will like alert their sexual desire.
Oh, okay. So basically you're saying if I eat a lot of ginger, I'm going to become extremely horny. Based off of their opinion.
You can try. Yes. Okay. But based on their opinion, that's... that's basically
interesting.
What it is.
Okay. Okay. So that's one part of it. I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that, you know, they always say a lot of things. I don't even know how to translate it in English. It's like they have to be everything. Apparently they have like six different roots.
Roots. Okay.
Okay. So each root has to be clean and clear.
Oh. Like chakra points?
Yeah. Like chakra point. But they don't really mention about chakra points.
Okay, but they're just saying they have these points that need to be clear. And if you eat ginger, you're not being clear.
You are.
Super dirty.
You're destroying or make one of your roots like not clear.
Not clear.
Yes.
Just very dirty. Okay, I see. Very interesting. Okay. And so, yeah, there's this awareness between these diets that are very different from the United States and Taiwan. Mm-hmm. So overall, do you like... the habits in USA, or do you prefer the habits in Taiwan?
If I'm a foodie, I will definitely love the diet in Taiwan.
The foodie Taiwan.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right. But one thing I loved about the diet in America is like everything just so clear on their package.
Ah, yes.
You know, you're open to choose whatever you want. It's no longer just like, oh, if you want to lose weight, if you want to be healthy, you have to suffer. You cannot enjoy your food. It's no longer like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can, you know, be free to choose whatever you wanted to eat ice cream. There will be dairy-free ice cream.
That's
I don't
true.
Know how they do it. Mm. You know.
Dairy-free cheese, too.
Yeah. Yes. There was a vegan cheese. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
It's like vegan.
It's really good too.
It's really good. And there is no like dairy in it.
Whatsoever.
Yeah. So like I said, I really love the diet choices in the United States.
That's great.
Enjoy your life.
Yes,
and be healthy too.
So it's really great if you are someone who is more sensitive to food, like me. I suffer from a thing called IBS, and IBS is basically a very sensitive...
Fart, very stinky farts.
Yes. thanks for telling the world that. No going back now.
People will be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't be like, huh?
So IBS is basically your stomach is very sensitive to a lot of different foods. And you have to avoid these things, otherwise your stomach will get upset. And apparently lots of people have these problems with specific types of foods, and they don't know because they don't go and do an allergy test. We had a dear friend of ours go and do an allergy test one time and found out that there are 6 different degrees of allergies out there. So Anita maybe mentioned earlier about, like, you know, people know allergies like peanuts and dairy and maybe
seafood,
right? Maybe she didn't, but these kind of things are very extreme, right? Everyone knows if someone's allergic to peanuts, you watch out, right? You just like, get the thing to stab them.
You don't stab people.
Okay, we don't stab people in Taiwan.
Just go to a hospital.
You go to the hospital, okay? Yeah. But they get really upset and they get maybe not able to breathe. Like, these are extreme. Mm-hmm. And so this is actually like a level 6 degree allergy. Mm-hmm. But this, the whole thing that we're talking about today is that you must be careful. There are actually a lot of other levels to being allergic to something. Mm-hmm. 1 degree, 2 degree, all the way to 6. And so, yeah.
Yeah, but basically, if you eat something that upset your stomach, that's not good for you.
Yeah, that means that you have a 1 degree or maybe a 2 degree allergy to something. So just keep yourself aware. That's our recommendation. We just found out about this a year ago, and it's completely changed our lives, right?
Yeah, just like, you don't, like I say, if you want to enjoy good food, you don't have to suffer.
You don't.
And
you don't need to take medicine.
Yeah, I'm afraid that the stomach powder will sue us.
No.
We cut down their business. But anyways, you know, this is very interesting way of coping things in Taiwan. Like, we have problem, we fix it. But, you know, if you go before your problem happened, goes your deep down, like, what is the thing that caused the problem, you can fix it for good.
You can.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing about being aware of your body. Mm-hmm. And, like, for example, if you go through it, you'll actually be really surprised at how much your stomach gets upset.
Seriously.
After, for a little bit of time. But after you get through that struggle, your stomach will start to heal. And you'll be able to remember lots of things. I don't want to get too deep into that, like, but just keep in mind that our minds are very clear if our stomach is clear.
Yeah.
It's called the gut-mind connection. Mm-hmm. And so if you eat good food, that means you will be smarter, basically. So eat better food, and then you'll live a better life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drop one last bomb. A lot of people care about their body shape, right? Today, I'm like, why am I wake up like, you know, why is it my like muffin top?
Ah, muffin top.
You know, got bigger or something like that. Mm.
And what's a muffin top in Chinese?
游泳圈.
游泳圈.
Mm. Yeah, you know, like, what is it? Most of the time, it's not because you're fat. It's because the food that you ate makes you bloating.
Yes.
So pay attention to it. If you really care about your body shape, actually, the diet is the things you should be focusing on.
Exactly. I have a really good friend, just to add on to this as a final note, is that he is a weight trainer. And he told me one day that, Eric, basically, you can exercise all that you want, but it's only going to be worth 30% mm-hmm. of the results that you get in your body. 30%. And I was like, only that much? He's like, yeah. And I was like, so where's the other 70%? And he poked my stomach. And
oh, my God.
Right here. And I was just like, oh, my God. So basically, what he said is true. You have to be aware of what you eat if you really want to see results in your body.
That's true.
Yes.
Been there, done there.
You are what you eat.
Exactly.
All right. So I think that is going to be our podcast episode for today. So keep in mind, in Taiwan and the USA, we got a lot of differences when it comes to food. Taiwanese food is fantastic.
Fantastically good.
Yes. And fantastically good.
Yeah, you know, I miss Taiwanese food.
Yes, we miss it a lot.
Yeah.
Especially feng li su, pineapple cake.
I'm losing another track. Another thing makes me bloating.
Anyways, but just to keep in mind that this is a thing that everyone should keep aware. If you come to the United States, enjoy yourself. But just keep aware that you shouldn't eat a hamburger every single day when you're here. Mm.
I think that's all around the world. It's not just in the USA. You cannot eat hamburgers every day, all right?
Okay. And the last thing is I wanted to mention is something special about Taiwanica.
Sure.
Okay. So I'll go first. No problem. and that is we have this new way to be able to celebrate Taiwanica and to be able to make a new group of people.
Wow.
Yes. I like to call them Taiwanicans.
Ooh, I love it.
So, and we want you, our great listener, to become one of the Taiwanicans. Become part of the family. And we have a way to do that. It's on Patreon. And what do you need to do? Basically, Patreon is a way for you to support us. Super support us.
I was like, why is this thing going?
I was getting too super excited. and so Patreon is a way where you're able to subscribe and support us with a very small fee. And if you do it, it gives a way for us to say thank you to you directly. And we're able to, what else are we able to do?
Subscribe and you find out.
Oh, wow. There are other bonuses. Okay. Leave it to Anita to be very vague, okay? All right. So that's all we want to say today. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And we will see you again in the next episode. All right. This is Anita and Eric.
Bye-bye.
Signing out. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Taiwanica. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.